none talking, none looking around, none social courtesies. You hear these at the beginning of Sesshin, and we think they have something to do with Sesshin. We may think they have something to do with some external rules or guidelines. That's not at all so. None talking, none looking around, none social courtesies. It's the fundamental truth of who and what we are. Who and what Zazen is, who and what our life practice is. When we don't entangle in self, other dualisms. Non-talking has nothing to do with talking or not talking. And yet it has everything to do with our practice effort in the midst of talking so-called externally and talking so-called internally. Because that's one of the things we humans do, as I am doing right now. One of our ways of functioning is speaking words out loud. Another way of functioning is so-called speaking internally, thoughts, emotions, feelings. And yes, in Sesshin, we make the added effort in the midst of working and sitting together to not add on talking. But it's not the external talking that's the most significant. It's very significant, but it's not significant because non-talking is the fundamental point of Sesshin practice. But as I said last week, Sesshin practice is really our whole life practice. So non-talking means that words arise and pass inside or even outside according to circumstance as needed. And yet, we don't entangle in them. Or we notice when we are entangling in them. Words coming and going are not talking unless we engage in them, we believe in them, we add on to them, and we talk back to them, so to speak, inside and outside. And that, in a way, is one facet of this caught in self-centered dream. It's one facet of what entangles us and leads, encourages, support, suffering, harming. Because we believe thoughts, feelings that arise as if they are the truth of what is so, or as if they are what needs to be addressed, or as if, and you could add the very many as ifs of what we do when internal chatter occurs. Of all sorts. We believe the thoughts. We believe that we need to think about the thoughts, talk about them, fix them if they're not the ones we should have, or follow along if they are what means that we have to be right and someone else wrong, or we were wrong and they were right, or you could add the ors, because there's so many variations. The way you could say Zazen is in the midst of the traffic of thoughts arising, passing. We're just sitting and not grabbing on to them, not following them along, or noticing how and where we are, how and where that draws us into it, bodily, emotionally, or whichever way it comes, and then release that so that we can be right who, what we are, this universe of non-talking. So yes, of course, it's very important to attend to non-talking during session as externally manifested, so to speak. And it's even, if I say it, more important, but it's really not more important, it's just as important to attend when that arises. And notice if you think you're attending to it by not talking, that becomes another way of talking. I'm not going to talk. I won't say anything. I'll make sure I don't say anything. Nope, I didn't say anything. Isn't that good? Right now, we don't hear any traffic outside, at least I don't with my ears. But at various times when we're sitting, we do hear traffic coming and going. Air comes, goes. It's all this universe life that we are at this moment, coming and going. Most of the time we don't feel a need to talk back, to follow along and figure out about that talking. But it's important to notice when we are indulging in other kinds of talking about what was and what will be and what should be and how I'm doing and how I'm not doing. That's what Dogen is saying. Study the self, forget the self. Study the self, forget the self. So noticing the talking, forget the talking. Be this experiencing moment. What is skillful to forget it? You have to see what's appropriate for your practice of what's skillful. Of course, non-looking around is another aspect and modification or specification of particular forms of talking. Looking around externally in the room, looking around internally, how is she doing, how am I doing, how did I do today, what did I do tomorrow, what's going to happen, what about what he said, what about what they did, why didn't. All those looking arounds appear. Sometimes we notice the facet of the talking aspect of it. Sometimes we notice the facet of the looking around, planning, congratulating, bemoaning. it's not a matter of stopping those, but rather noticing when they come up and we grab onto them. Otherwise, they come and go like that traffic. When we catch onto them, notice them so that we could release them. Because one of the habits that many of us have is looking around at them. Oh, I need to think about that. What does that mean? Well, I got to make plans for that. Yeah, he did me wrong yesterday. Or of course, if you walk around with your eyes closed, you bump into a lot of things. So not looking around doesn't mean close your eyes. When you walk in Kinhin, when we walk in Kinhin, we need to see who's in front of us and who, where they are, so that we walk at a pace that they are walking and yet don't walk into them. Of course, we have to see when to turn. And yet, not looking around. All sorts of ways of looking without looking around, and yet seeing and attending to what we see that needs attending to. If the chair is sticking out, we can move it without looking around. Don't have to check, and yet we see. And we know we are not the bosses, so to speak, of what appears in our world, externally or internally, verbally or in whichever other way non-looking around addresses. Points out, and there are many ways, as we all know. Seeing and yet not looking around, non-looking around. So, non-looking around includes looking around, not looking around. These are not limited to Sesshin practice, though in Sesshin we remind ourselves of the practice of our whole life. Really, our whole life is a Sesshin. From the moment we are born into the world as a baby till the last moment, it's all Sesshin. And yet, there's this particular form that we are now beginning of Sesshin, and there's this ongoing form that we've been doing from beginningless time of our life Sesshin. And there's skillful means that we can remind ourselves of. Hopefully this is reminding us of, to support us to be this experiencing that we are, to notice where and how certain aspects entangle us, whether it's in terms of areas of sensitivity that we have, excuse me, or, if I use the word, the expression, the core belief that are triggered, brought up, tugged on, exposed when such and such happens, when such thoughts occur, when we see, hear, smell certain things. Non-looking around is not just with eyes, but with ears and nose and skin and all our myriad senses. lifetime practice. Lifetime's practice, I'll say, but we don't have to be concerned about that. If we can take care of today's lifetime practice, then tomorrow's lifetime practice takes care of itself. Just keep taking care of today's. And therefore, this naturally follows along into non-social courtesies, in the sense of being genuinely what's appropriate right now. Being genuinely what's appropriate in session without adding on what we ought to, think we should, would be nice to, or what adding on, how come he doesn't do that, or how come she didn't say that to, or how come she said that to me, her, him? Social courtesies are very important. And yet, how do we do social courtesies in the midst of non-social courtesies? That's our practice. If we believe we're doing social courtesies, then we're not doing social courtesies. So not only is our practice with this body-mind, but it's also with the body-mind of all beings that we encounter. Whether they so-called are practicing, whether they so-called know it, whether they so-called are doing the way they should, or what I want them to, or how I believe they should. And noticing where we add on judgments, so-called, because the other side of social courtesies sometimes for some people is adding on judgments of whether they, you, he, she did the proper social courtesy and the reaction to that, or did not do it. So in a sense, in Sesshin, to get back to this, we function as one whole being, and therefore social courtesies are naturally functioning without doing social courtesies. And truth be told, the practice of our life is to function as this universe that we are, doing all sorts of social courtesies without doing a single social courtesy. Myriad forms, and we are doing the form called Sesshin, and yet what we need to occasionally be reminded is the form of Sesshin is merely another facet of this form called our life practice. And our life practice is merely another form of this universe that we are, revealing itself, serving all beings, serving our life, serving the life of all we encounter. And there is skillful studying self. There is skillful non-talking, which is certainly not about judging when we are entangled in emotion thought, but simply treating that wonderful opportunity as a support in being this moment, being this awakened life, being this forgotten self awakening. So we begin session. We continue our life practice, and we continue clarifying this life practice, because this life practice is always now. And yet now has so-called past and so-called future, but it's always the now practice. No past, no future. The universe arising to nurture, support, remind, encourage us to be who and what we are. Being who and what we are, we get to taste our life, and we get to serve the life of the universe. Thank you.